Yes, Mr. Speaker.
By the time the state budget was voted on, Carl Hasty, the 47-year-old from the Bronx who's been in the assembly since 2000, had been in his new job for less than 2 months. Hasty was elected speaker on February 3rd after the longtime former speaker, Sheldon Silver, resigned. Silver had been arrested and was charged with running a multi-million dollar corruption scheme.
Make no mistake, today we begin a new chapter for the New York State Assembly.
From the beginning, Hasty said he'd be a different kind of speaker and lead from the bottom up, letting the over 100 members of his Democratic conference be his guide in budget negotiations. The answer he gave when asked about the possibility of the assembly approving mixed martial arts in New York is typical of his self-effacing style. Hasty backs legalizing the sport. The previous speaker did not.
I'll still give my preference, but really it's the conscience of the conference. If the conference wants to move the bill forward, we'll do that. If not, we won't.
Assemblyman Sean Ryan from Lackawanna was elected to the assembly in 2012, 18 years into former Speaker Silver's term. He says he was surprised at the lack of influence most rank-and-file members had when he first attended the closed-door party conferences where most major decisions are made.
It was a very hierarchical process where, you know, you're often told to listen more than talk.
He calls the atmosphere under the new speaker a sea change.
In this budget process, he acted as a head negotiator for us. He came into the room, we discussed these issues in length. He went to the governor. Sometimes he came back with good news and sometimes he came back with bad news. But you know, often he was told that that's not good enough. And as a good head negotiator, he turned around, went back down to the governor's office and said, my conference isn't going that way.
Hasty was more forceful in his opinions when he spoke out against Governor Cuomo's practice of linking numerous unrelated items to the budget, including criminal justice reforms and education policy changes.
Legislators should not have to, you know, negotiate a budget under threats. You know, this is, you know, it's America, this is New York State.
In the end, Cuomo dropped nearly all of the extra items from the budget. And it was Speaker Hasty who announced the spending plan agreement before even Governor Cuomo had issued a statement.
We believe we have a framework of a deal.
But Hasty and Assembly Democrats were bested by Cuomo when they were forced to accept a new teacher evaluation and tenure plan that is an anathema to their allies, the teachers' union. And when the extra measures were decoupled from the budget, it meant priority items for the Assembly, like the DREAM Act to give college aid to immigrants and raising the minimum wage, were stalled. Former veteran Assemblyman Richard Brodsky, who is now a fellow at the Demos think tank and at NYU's Wagner School, says Hasty passed his first test.
I think he did quite well.
Brodsky says the first 2 months for Hasty have focused on the inside baseball of the budget machinations. He says the next step for the new speaker, who was little known to the public before his election and who is rather media shy, will be to work to repair the image of the assembly, which has been damaged by corruption scandals.
The legislature gets beaten up very badly. Some of it deserves, some of it doesn't deserve. And the new speaker's challenge is not just to get through the internals of a budget process, it's to project an image of the legislature that the public understands and appreciates.
Hasty may also need to repair his relationship with Governor Cuomo. In the end, the assembly broke the governor's proud string of on-time budgets by finishing 3 hours into the new fiscal year. Many Democrats were uneasy with the governor's new education policies, and in a more than six-hour debate, the speaker allowed all of them to have their say. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.